But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yes, that was a Pistons highlight. They played last night. They won last night.
Mm-hmm. Nice to see him on a little streak.
Yeah, 4 in a row, came back down 22. Cold shooting from Malik Beasley, but he got picked up by the vets late in that game. He made one, but Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias Harris, and Cade's been the constant.
He's been so good. And this is the second streak that they've been on. The question for, you know, obviously, Doug and Gator, Doug posed it was, when are they going to win 3 in a row? They finally did that starting December 21 through the 26th. They won 3 in a row. They lost one. That was at Denver on that 4-game road trip. They won the first 3 games. And since then, it's been 4. So they've won 7 out of 8.
I think I saw this late in the season, the Pistons haven't been 500 or better since 2019.
It's unbelievable.
No one wants to do cartwheels for being 500, but it is just a statement of, hey, they have a pulse. They're on the radar. They're a team that might make the play-in. Maybe more.
And if you're looking at the play-in, right now, seeds 7 through 10 are in the play-in. They're at seed 7.
Sure.
And again, you're only, what, 1 game removed from, you know, 2 games removed from being out, but...
And there's no IV in long term that may limit what they can do.
You're also 1 game away from being in a, not in the play-in, actually making the top 6. Bad Eastern Conference this year.
Yeah, so...
Take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Lions have the 1 seed.
Yes.
And they beat Minnesota. And they did it with their defense. It was the first thing Dan Campbell cited post-game. Held them out of the end zone. Held them to 9 points. John, did they do enough to change the narrative?
Depends what your version of the narrative was. And everybody's got a little bit different narrative going over the course of the last, what, 6, 7, 8 weeks. And it's, are they too banged up defensively? Are there too many of the starters out? Is the depth that Brad Holmes has been able to put together, the trades... Za'Darius Smith getting, you know, Long Jr. at linebacker, getting some of these guys to be able to contribute and now finally play together, play good enough to beat a 14-win team, ultimately earn the 1 seed, division championship. Is it sustainable throughout the course of the playoffs? I think it is. I think I was very vocal about this. I still expected them. They should win the playoffs. You said they can.
Mm-hmm.
And we played the semantics battle.
Stupid. Yeah, I know.
It is.
It's
words,
what we do,
matter.
Yeah, we get caught up in stuff.
Yeah, we do stupid things. But yeah, it's. I think they should win the Super Bowl. And I think they have the defense still to do it. And let's not forget, they could get reinforcements. They already got Alex Anzalone back. We saw what that meant against the Vikings about covering tight ends, using Jack Campbell and Alex Anzalone as a 1-2 punch against a mobile quarterback. Darnold's not that hugely mobile, but what it meant to have both of those guys on the field at the same time. And I think, yeah, they certainly proved that they can beat good teams defensively and hold on long enough for the offense to find its footing and then ultimately take off in the second half.
I don't think they became a good defense. They're still undermanned, right? And I respect what Alex Anzalone did, not only the plays and coverage, but I think pre-snap, getting everybody in the right positions. He's a vet. You can't underscore that. But they're still undermanned. They didn't become a good defense. What they did is change their circumstances, right? Because now they only have to play 2 games at home to get to the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah, they get to use that 12th man.
Right, and they don't have to face an elite quarterback until the Super Bowl, where they may get reinforcements, and then it's a moot point. So, no, I don't feel like they've transformed this defense. Aaron Glenn did what he had to do. He blitzed his brains out, right? It was more than half the time they sent an extra player. That will work against average quarterbacks. Even above average quarterbacks, you can get them. the elite quarterbacks? Think about it with our guy, Jared Goff. You want people to blitz Jared. Mahomes wants you to blitz.
Yeah.
Allen wants you to blitz. When you get in that game, hey, figure out when you get there, I guess. You get 2 weeks to scheme it up, but they also may have some reinforcements at that time. And that's a completely different conversation. Is the defense good enough to win two games at home in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl?
Absolutely.
Yes. 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 Especially with Alex Anzalone back.
And some of it is what we saw from the defense. Now, is it a false positive? Is it just simply they played against Sam Darnold? They knew they could blitz him. They knew eventually he would hold onto the ball and they could get to him. He would be off his mark if you could find a way to rattle him. And, I mean, some of those throws, if you put any of the other quarterbacks that are in the playoffs in that situation, are those touchdowns versus overthrows?
It's fair. It's a fair point. I think part of this, too, when we ask, is the defense good enough? We're also asking it understanding how good the offense is. Like, by itself, no, this defense is not good enough to win a Super Bowl. I don't know if you'd fight me on that, John, but I think the total picture here is, with this offense, they are good enough to win the Super Bowl playing this way, because if they can create enough havoc to get a takeaway, a turnover, a key sack on a third down, or just an out-and-out stop, get them off the field, force a field goal, something, with this offense, that's enough.
And I kind of felt going into that Minnesota game, if they could just get a stop, maybe two, they would be able to win this game, because I didn't think it would take the offense that long to get going. But they did what they had to do when called upon in the red zone, inside the 10, inside the 5, to either force field goals or to stand up big on fourth down and a turnover on downs.
248-539-9797. You guys have listened. You guys have talked amongst yourselves. This defense, it's an issue. It's a problem. They're battered. They're bruised. Did you see enough to change that narrative with the performance against the Minnesota Vikings? We got open lines, 248-539-9797, plus an update, the latest on the head coaching searches, specific to Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. We'll get to that next. It's 97.1. Guys, we talk about winning the North. Time to celebrate. Toast to the Kings of the North with 1800 Tequila, the best taste in tequila, and a proud partner of the Detroit Lions. Make sure to grab your limited edition Motor City Jersey bottle. It's on shelves now. It's made for this Lion season, and the bottle's design is made to look like the Motor City alternate jerseys they wore when they clinched the North. They'll be gone soon, so get yours wherever you normally buy 1800 Tequila and enjoy the number one super premium tequila, as well as the taste of victory on game day. 1800 Tequila, Proximo Spirits, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly. We got the latest on the head coaching searches and how it impacts Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. We've got open lines talking about the Lions defense from Sunday. Did they do enough to change the narrative? Do you fully trust this defense now after they held the Vikings out of the end zone? They did what they had to do. They blitzed. Sam Darnold held the ball. They had a great game plan. It's a total credit to Aaron Glenn. But blitzing at that rate against the best quarterbacks is not where you want to be. It's where they may have to be, but it's not where they want to be. They didn't suddenly get back everybody. They're still undermanned. My answer is no. The narrative is still the narrative. This defense is the thing that could hold them back in a playoff game.
Yeah, it certainly could. But you also have to think about Aaron Glenn and him being able to game plan, especially if you might use that same game, cut and paste, same game plan against whoever you face in the divisional round, against whoever you face in the NFC Championship game. The Super Bowl is going to be a little bit different.
Yep.
And you're going to have two weeks, as will the opponent, leading up to it to watch film, to scheme, to develop a game plan, to run your players through it. And I think you got to give him enough credit to say that he's going to be able to come up with something that maybe it's not a 60% blitz rate or 65% man-to-man coverage. It's a little bit less of that, a little bit more of something else.
You don't know. You throw in an odd front. You throw in a five-man front. You never know the matchup. You're right. I won't rule it out. If anything, maybe that's the big takeaway, is that you trust Aaron Glenn more.
Yeah.
He's only got who he's got. But, John, the key is in the Super Bowl, he may have even more guys.
There's a chance.
And I'm not doing the promise thing. I know people get excited about Aiden. I hope he's out there, and maybe it's only an emotional lift. I don't know how productive he can be having missed this much time. But if it's Aiden or Barnes or Carlton Davis, even one of those three is another chess piece for Aaron Glenn to utilize. So I'm not I'm not, there's no doom and gloom here. I mean, everybody's in a good mood. They're the one seed. They put themselves in a great position to win the Super Bowl. Speaking of Aaron Glenn and these coordinators, John, the latest from Albert Breer. The Lions have given Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn a window from Thursday afternoon through Saturday to do head coaching interviews, according to sources. All those, by rule, have to be virtual meetings. Breer adding the note, Johnson will be selective and may only interview with Chicago and New England. Jobs he's reportedly interested in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he should be selective. He's got a chance to call his shot. I think of any of the jobs available, they would all probably request Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson could probably, if he wanted, have his pick of any of the five jobs that are available, possibly Dallas if that ends up becoming available. So, yeah, where do I want to live? What are the circumstances? Who's the GM? Who are the players? Who's the quarterback? Who's going to be there longer? Who's under contract? What do the draft prospects look like? He has the opportunity to dive into all of those different details and ultimately say, okay, I believe it's Chicago, or I believe it's New England, or I believe it's none of them, and I'll wait till next year.
I think they're going to lose at least one, and I think Aaron Glenn is a great fit in
New Orleans
or New York. Their defense, that's the story. Everybody focused on Aaron Rodgers and dysfunction. If he's gone, they still have to fix their defense.
What do you make of the whole Rex Ryan thing and him coming out yesterday saying, I believe that they're eventually going to land on me?
It's kind of a Rex Ryan thing to do, right?
Sure. Yeah. Self-promote.
Loud. Yeah, exactly. But either side that teams Aaron Glenn's played for. And I just think he's checking a lot of boxes right now, right? He has the persona of a leader, right? Mm-hmm. Very wise, former player, personable, player's coach. But you've also seen him scheme his ass off this season with these injuries. I think he's going to land one of these jobs, and the natural fit are the teams he played for, the Jets and the Saints. Ben Johnson could end up with a job too, but I think what's made this messier, the Bears are, at least for now, keeping their GM, and the Jags are keeping their GM, and if he sees them as problematic, he's not going to tie himself to a lousy situation. New England might be where he ends up, but I don't know. I think he's the harder guy to figure out.
Yeah, in fact, actually, right now we're watching on TV. I don't even know what channel it is, but they're showing Aaron Glenn at the Pistons game last night. Kick it back just like he was on the sidelines with about 6 minutes to go in the game. So Everybody's trying to...
He's giving him a fist pump.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Put the cheers together to make sure he tries to stay, or at least they can make him feel welcome and stay in Detroit. I do think that he is. And if Ben Johnson ultimately says, no, I don't want any of these opportunities, I'll wait for what I think is going to be the best opportunity for me, it opens the door even more for Aaron Glenn. You take one premier candidate out of the coaching search, and now all of a sudden it increases the opportunity for those that are still in it to get a job.
And the wild card in all of this is, one, Dallas doesn't know what they're doing, but two, someone could get eliminated and make a quick hire or, quick firing and then be the most attractive landing spot available.
Possibly. Yeah. Or a coach could retire.
You never know. You don't know. Do you know
I don't know anything. No.
The way you said that was kind of ominous.
There is an old coach.
John is planning Andy Reid's retirement as we speak. All right, let's get to Heather in the news. Ba-da-da-da-ba-ba.
Yeah, we stuck that one in on Greg.
Yep. Yeah. So the hit-and-run suspect wanted in connection with that, the death of an off-duty Detroit police officer, has been taken into custody. We spoke about this incident yesterday. The suspect allegedly crashed into and fatally injured, or killed, you could just say, Officer Cameron Richardson just after midnight on Sunday morning. He was actually on his way home from work when the accident took place. Richardson served on the job for just over a year. Detroit police have described him as a family man with two daughters and a military veteran. There has been a GoFundMe page set up for his family. Stephen A. Smith says that he is heartbroken for his former First Take co-host Skip Bayless after Bayless has been accused in a new lawsuit of threatening a hairstylist's job after she refused to have sex with him. So in this lawsuit, the hairstylist alleges that Bayless offered her $1.5 million to sleep with him.
Outrageous.
And obviously she refused. Yeah. She also says she endured unwelcome physical contact and sexual advances by Bayless for for years. So during his show on Monday, Smith said that he can't imagine Bayless doing anything like this. He also goes on to say, you know what? No, I haven't been in this building in 20 years. I don't know actually what took place, but the person I know and the person I believe I know would never do anything like this. But he's also going on to say, you know what? I'm not going to comment on anything else because
he doesn't know.
He doesn't actually know. So Bayless has yet to publicly address the lawsuit. Fans all over Metro Detroit and Michigan, of course, are dreaming of the Lions' first ever trip to the Super Bowl. And everywhere you go, you see people rocking their Lions gear. You see the Honolulu blue and silver. And now that's going to include police officers as well. So on Monday, Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard issued an order that adds the Lions team colors to the department's official uniform for the rest of the season. The order authorizes all sheriff's office personnel to wear officially licensed Detroit Lions hats or beanies as part of their uniform. They say to promote camaraderie and community spirit while maintaining the professionalism of the Oakland County Sheriff's Office. Everybody's getting into it, right? Let's do it. Yeah, yeah. Get into it. Why not? That's what I got for Christmas. That's what Colin got me is several Lions sweatshirts.
Popular gift.
So the Lions are bringing in big money for the city of Detroit. So home games at Ford Field mean businesses are booming, right? From hotels and restaurants and really any other attraction. And the postseason, the money there is expected to not only stay within the city limits of Detroit, but spread beyond that as well. So data shows a home game for the Lions usually generates $10 million in revenue for hospitality. Sunday night's game brought in $15 million, and playoff games, even more, estimated to bring in $20 million.
So we keep
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, it's a huge boom for the city of Detroit. We saw it at the draft. We've seen it for games. And the bigger the games, the more people and the more money. Can you imagine what it would mean for those that we talked about the trips down to New Orleans? For those that want to just go downtown after the Super Bowl, if the Lions find victory, that's going to be another opportunity for those businesses to just break it in.
And these Lions fans are not scared to spend their money, right? They're spending so much on tickets alone. Lions fans quickly snapped up tickets Monday afternoon for the team's upcoming divisional round playoff game at Ford Field. So there was a limited number of tickets released on Ticketmaster, and you had to get online. I know we tried at home. We sat in this little waiting room, I didn't even know what was happening. Colin sat in this waiting room and then had access to tickets. Ultimately, he didn't buy any, but people bought them all. I mean, they were ranging between $1,000 to $7,500. And now you go on and look, you can find them up to $15,000. That seems outrageous. But people weren't scared to spend $1,000 or more on a ticket. So they're ready to spend some money. So it's a good thing, right?
They've been waiting their whole life to spend this kind of money on a team like this.
Yep. Finally, this is kind of interesting. Redheads experience pain and pleasure differently than other people. Yeah, so there's experts that say, obviously, pain is subjective, right? Like, everyone feels pain differently.
Correct.
They say redheaded women have been found to experience tolerance and sensitivity to pain differently than those with other hair colors.
In what way is it different?
Just women?
This article says women. I don't know. I'm guessing that there's, because they talk about these different genes that redheads have.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm guessing
it
redheaded
is men,
males.
Too, because that's why there's very few successful redheaded quarterbacks in the NFL that can't take the pain.
But what did they say different?
Yeah. So
they just can't
throw. Okay, so here, one study found redheaded women.
Genes.
You will, because of the way you were as a teammate to Brad Johnson, that's why he's one of the few that won a Super Bowl.
My brother's a redhead, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is that why he won the softball game?
No. But this has given me some fuel for next time I see him.
So it says one study found that this is all women. Redheaded women can tolerate up to 25%
more ammunition
pain
when I get
others.
A chance to see them, yeah.
But they also experience pleasure differently as well. Women do. So
in what way?
Well, it says redheaded women have the highest orgasm rate of all hair colors and have more sex than women with other hair colors as well.
Oh. So if you want more opportunity, find yourself a redheaded woman.
That's exactly what this is saying.
Connect the dots.
It's Heather with the news. Hey, Jared Goff is going to be on with Carson Anderson today, and not in the normal 10:30 slot.
Nope.
He's going to be on right at 10 o'clock, 15 minutes away. We'll wrap next. It's 97.1.
Hey, Planet Fitness is the judgment-free zone, and they've updated a lot of their facilities. Brand new plate-loaded machines like a hack squat, supine benches, then everything that you get with the membership includes free weights, cable rowers, Smith machines, upper and lower body strength machines, treadmill, Stairmasters. They've got it all and so many different options. And they have different options of membership as well. Right now, you could go a dollar down, $15 a month to get you in the door, start the year strong. If you want more, they have the Black Card membership, which includes access to their Black Card Spa, where you can recover with hydro massage, other great amenities. Plus, along with that Black Card, you get to bring a guest free every single time. So if you don't like going to the gym alone, hey, get yourself a Black Card membership, unlimited guest privileges. You also have access to over 50 Detroit locations, 15 in Grand Rapids, 6 in Toledo, 2,600 clubs nationwide. So if you travel, this is your ticket. They also want to let you know that you do need to be 18 years old or older to enroll, or if you're 13 to 17, you have to have a parent or guardian. Hours, amenities, and offers may vary by club. Check out planetfitness.com or stop by your local club for more information. Find your nearest club and join today in club, online, or on the Planet Free, the Planet Fitness free app. We're all strong on this planet. That's Planet Fitness.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.